Will the real Al-Qaeda please raise their hands? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The mostly Republican members of Congress who want to stay in Iraq have new ammunition from the president. He says the Iraqi-based insurgents, known as Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia, whose chief we've already killed once, actually is directly linked to the September 11th hijackers. Quote, the same folks that are bombing innocent people in Iraq were the ones who attacked us in America on September 11th, unquote. I assume, since we all know the 19 hijackers are dead, that the president was speaking metaphorically. Security expert Neil Livingston of Executive Action agrees with him in a way, because even if Iraq wasn't directly linked to the 9/11 attacks, it is definitely linked to any future attacks, thanks to us.
Iraq has served as a recruiting ground for Al-Qaeda. That is energizing the jihadist movement around the world, and we're paying a very stiff price for that.
But according to the latest national intelligence estimate, the Al-Qaeda that's aiming to attack us isn't regrouping in Iraq. It's regrouping in the border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Instead of fighting a metaphor in Iraq, Livingston says we should be delivering an ultimatum to Pakistan.
Demand of the Musharraf government in Pakistan that they clean out the Al-Qaeda sanctuaries in the northwestern part of the country. And if they don't do it, we need to go in there.
Of course, at this point, the question is, go in there with what? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.